Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, and we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our heart as we offer up this praise unto your name. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise, as we offer up this praise, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. We all declare in this prayer, God, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. And because you have made this day, God, we are able to rejoice and be glad in it. We don't have to have a spirit of fear. We don't have to have a spirit of doubt. We don't have to have a spirit of discontentment, Lord. But because you made this day, and because you are in control, and you are Alpha, and you are Omega, God, there is nothing that we have to fear that comes about this day. For you have blessed us to see a brand new day. And not only did you bless us to see a brand new day, God, you have blessed us with victory. You have blessed us with power. You have blessed us with strength. You have blessed us with everything that we need, God, to be successful and victorious on this day. For you order our footsteps, God, when we lean not into our own understanding. When we submit to you, God, you direct our pathways, God, and you make sure that the crooked ways, God, become straight. When we submit ourselves to you, God, there's nothing, oh God, nothing that's good that you will withhold from us, because you are a God that's mighty. You are a God that's magnificent. You are a God that is like none other. And so, God, as we begin our prayer this morning, before we go into the accolades, God, and giving you glory, God, we just want to say thank you, God, for another day. For if it had not been for you on our side, Lord, we would not be here this morning. We wouldn't be able to offer you this sacrifice. We wouldn't be able to offer you, God, this praise, this sacrifice of prayer and praise early in the morning, God, because you encouraged encouraged us in your word to seek you early while you may yet be found, before we get distracted in our day, before we get dismayed by some of the things that will occur during the day, God. You tell us to get our fill up, Lord. You tell us to seek you early, God, where we can get all of the necessary things that we need to be victorious on this day. And so we thank you, God, for another opportunity to see a brand new day, God. And not only did you allow us to see a brand new day, but we have brand new mercies, God, that we see every single morning, Lord, because your faithfulness is great. You are a mighty God, and your commitment to us is unwavering, God. Your love, it never fails. Your love never runs out. Your love never gives up on us, God. So every day that you allow us to see is another day of mercy, God. Another day that you allow us to see is another day of favor, God. Another day that you allow us to see is another day of blessings that we won't have enough room to receive it. So thank you, God, for allowing us to see a brand new day. You blessed us to be in our right minds this morning, for we had a mind to pray. Oh, God, you tell us that men ought to always pray and not faint, and that we should pray without ceasing. Prayer is our communication with you, Lord. Prayer is our building up of our relationship with you. And we lay ourselves before your throne of grace this morning, God, and we call on you right now, because, God, there is no one else that's like you, God. We desperately need you more and more every single day. We can't let a day go by without praising you. We can't let a day go by without magnifying you. We can't let a day go by without calling upon you, God, because every single day, God, we need you. The devil, oh God, is a trickster. He tries to do things every single day to catch us off guard or to discourage us or to make us fruitless, God. But every single day, God, when we call upon you, you equip us and you bless us and you prepare us, God, and you make us into the vessels that we need to be so that we may bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you, God, that you supply all of our needs, God. Thank you, Lord, that you give us everything that we need to be victorious, oh God, to see a brand new day. So I thank you, God, this morning that I woke up with a mind to pray, God. I thank you, God, this morning that I woke up with a mind to seek your faith. God, I thank you, Lord, this morning that I'm willing to offer you this sacrifice. Oh, God, because you received sacrifices that are worthy. I don't want any of my things that I present to you, my sacrifice, my worship, God, to stink in your nostrils. And so, God, if there's anything in us, before I continue, that's unlike you, oh, I plead the blood even right now. Let your blood cover your people right now. Forgive us, God, of all of our sins, Lord. Forgive us, God, of all of our shortcomings. God, forgive us, God, of our turning our backs on you. Forgive us, God, when we've doubted you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, of every single sin. You're faithful, Lord. You're just, God, to forgive us of all of our sins if we would just confess them. And so, God, we ask that you forgive us of sins of omission and commission right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those things that we know about, those things that we cannot recall, but, Lord, we want you to wash us, oh God, and make the slate clean, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may enter into this day, God, with newness of heart, God, no weight and no sins weighing me down, God, that I may be able to walk in victory, walk in your anointing, walk in power, walk in love, walk in a sound mind. Lord, that is my desire this day. So start me up, oh God, brand new and afresh, God, that you may get all the glory and all the honor out of my life. Thank you, God, because I have a mind to seek your face this morning. And not only that, God, you bless me with a reasonable portion of health and strength. I thank you, Lord. There may be some aches. There may be some pain, God. But I thank you, God, that I'm not dead this day. But I'm able to wake up. You woke me up this morning. You called my name, Lord. You touched me with your finger of love. And you told me to rise this morning. Oh, God, so that means I'm in the land of the living. And I have a reasonable portion of health and strength. And for that, I am grateful, God. I celebrate, God, what you have done for me this day. Oh, God, because I can lift up holy hands, God, and offer you a praise, God. I can bless you with the fruit of my lips, and I even can dance before you just like David did. Oh, God, because you have blessed me with the use and activity of my limbs today, and I'm grateful for everything that you have done. Oh, God, I'm not sleeping outside, God, because you blessed me with a roof over my head. Oh, God, I'm not hungry right now, Lord, because you blessed me with food on my table. Lord, I have clothes on right now. Oh, God, because you blessed me with clothes to be able to wear, God. I thank you, God. I'm preparing to go to work a little bit later on today, Lord, because you blessed me with a job, oh, God, to be able to take care of my family, Lord. I thank you, God, Lord, that I don't have to walk to work, Lord, or even ride the bus to work, because you
You've given me a car to be able to drive into work and back home safely, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I don't come home to myself, Lord, but you have blessed me with a wonderful wife and a wonderful family, God. I thank you, God, that I'm doing your ministry, Lord, because you've given me ability to serve your people and shepherd your people, God. I want to say thank you, God, because you've done some great and wonderful and marvelous things in the lives of God's people, of your people. And so we bless your name, and we welcome you into this place, and we welcome you into our hearts, Lord, and we welcome you into this glory, Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome you even now, God, in the name of Jesus, because these bodies don't belong to us. Oh, God, these bodies that we are in today, that we're kneeling before you, oh, God, or that we're laying before you, or that we're traveling before you, God, wherever we may be at right now, God, these temples, oh, God, do not belong to us, but these temples belong to the Most High, great, and mighty God, who paid an awesome price so that we might be saved from the world and that we might be saved from sin. God, thank you, God, that you're willing to abide in me. Oh, God, so help me to have a desire to abide in you, because when you abide in me and I abide in you, your word tells me I can ask what I will and it shall be given. Oh, God, but this time, God, I won't have to ask amiss, God, because my words and my thoughts and my actions are in line with you. God, I want your will to be done in the mighty name of Jesus, not only in my life, but in the lives of those that are listening to this prayer right now, God. Whether it's live or they listen to it later on, God, I want to encourage them that you can call on you, that we can call upon you at any time that we need you, God, because your word tells us that we can call upon you, and you'll answer us and show us great and mighty things. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing that will overwhelm you. There's nothing that can overcome you, God. You sit too high, God. Your arms are too strong, oh God. Your wingspan, God, cannot be compared. God, David says, where can I go and not find you there? I can go to the highest mountains, and oh God, you are there. I can go to the lowest valleys, oh God, and yes, your Lord, you are still there. And I can go to the deepest depths of the sea, and God, you are still there. There's no place I can hide. There's no place I can go where you will not be at. And so, God, that it turns it around and says, there's no place that I desire to go that, God, you won't already be there. So, God, you're already in our situations. You're already on our jobs. Hallelujah. You're already on the bus. Glory to your wonderful name, God. You're already back at our homes, Lord. You're everywhere that we need to go, and you're everywhere that we need to be. So we can count on you, God, to always be there. That's why you promised that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us, and that you would be with us until the end. But, God, you do even more than that, because you choose to abide in these vessels. You've chosen me. You've set me aside to be the temple of the Holy Ghost. God, that's the temple that you dwell in, God. That's the person that you are that dwells in us, God. And I want to say thank you, God, today that you chose me, Lord, that you selected me, God, that you gave me an opportunity, Lord, to say yes to your will, God, and to say yes to your way. And so my heart cries out yes even now, God, because if I get myself in line with you, Lord, and I submit to your will and I submit to your way, there's nothing that you would withhold from us, God, when we yield to you, Lord. And we say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way. Give us a yes, Lord, in our hearts even right now. No matter what may come our way, no matter the storm, no matter the trial, no matter the tribulation, no matter the circumstance, God, give us to say yes even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Encourage our hearts even now, God, because no matter come what may, God, you still are the ending, God, and you still are the beginning, God, and you know our ending from our beginning as well, God. You know the way that we should take, God, and you have an expected end for each and every one of your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have an expected end. So we don't have to fret. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be concerned, God, no matter what may be coming ahead of us. Oh, God, help us to celebrate today, because tomorrow is not promised. I know we have things on our schedule. I know we have expectations for things ahead, Lord, but we need to cast all of those cares upon you. Because some of these things that we have planned for, oh, Lord, will come try to come up against us. Or some of these things that we have planned ahead, Lord, are things that we don't have answers to, but we have the answers for today. Oh, God, that you are in control, Lord. We have the answer for today, that you blessed us with a present of today, God. We have the answers today that our God sits high and looks low and has all things under his control. Help us to celebrate you, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, and offer unto you the praise that you are so worthy of. There's no one like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways, and we just have a desire to praise you. Because when we lift our hands and when we lift our hearts and we offer ourselves unto you, God, you come and you inhabit the praises of your people. So we sung this morning, God, welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel, Lord, a vessel, God, that's willing to submit to you, God, a vessel, God, that has been through the storm and the rain, Lord, but you put this vessel back together, God, the vessel, God, that's willing to allow you to abide and come in and have your way, Lord. So come the more and have your way right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. I say yes even right now, God. Yes, I will obey. You are welcome. You're welcome to lead me, God. You're welcome to control me, Lord. You're welcome to direct me, Lord, and you're welcome to anoint me, Lord. And I ask for your anointing even right now in the mighty name of Jesus, the anointing, God, that destroys every yoke, Lord, the anointing that breaks every shackle, the anointing, Lord, that unties every bind that ties, Lord. I ask for your anointing right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to fall afresh on every heart, to fall afresh on every mind, to fall afresh on every soul right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your rain, God, is a refreshing rain, God, so send the latter rain even right now, God, and fall afresh and fill our cups right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We can't go, God, unless you bless us. We can't do, God, unless you say it, God. We can't have victory, God, unless you ordain it, God. Rain on our souls even now, Lord. Like, oh God, a rain that has never come before. Send the former rain. God, send the rain. Send the latter rain, God, as you have promised according to your word. Oh, God, that in the last and evil day you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Fall afresh on us right now, God. Our cups are empty, and we welcome you. We welcome you into this place. We welcome you into this vessel. We welcome you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome you, God, into our families. We welcome you into our homes in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome you on our jobs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We welcome you into our cars, Lord. We welcome you in our discussions, oh God. We welcome you in our relationships even now, God, because we desperately need you to touch us and you to direct us in every area of life, God. We don't want to give you lip service, Lord, because you're looking for people who are willing to hear and to do, Lord, not just to hear and not do, God, or say what we want to say but don't act upon it, Lord, but we want to put our faith into action. So anoint us, Lord, because we can't go by our own power. We can't go by our own might, Lord, because we always fall short. We fall short, Lord. We fall short of your glory when we don't seek your face. We fall short of your glory and our expectations, Lord, when we don't seek you first. When we seek you first, God, you add all these things unto us. You give us the victory, God. You give us peace in times of storm. You give us strength, God, when we are weak, God. When we submit to you and we say yes to you, and when we seek you, God, you equip us with everything we need, God, to walk in authority, to walk under your anointing, to walk in power, and breakthrough comes with submitting to you. But when we rely upon our own power, when we rely upon our own might, we fall short of your glory. I'm reminded even now, I preached it a couple of weeks ago, Lord, about David, how he was just walking on the top of his castle and found himself in trouble. Lord, we don't want to be idle, Lord, but we want to be about our Father's business in every area of our lives, in every moment, God. We can seek you first in every area. There's no time for us to take a break from you, Lord, but we need you every single moment, every single hour, every single second of the day, God. We need you all day long, so that you will keep us in perfect peace, Lord, while our minds are stayed on you, God, that you will pour out your spirit and give us strength that we need, God, that we'll be victorious every single day. What I'm saying, God, is that we need you, Lord, today. We don't want to go without you. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't think without you, Lord. We can't do it successfully, Lord. And we don't have time to waste any time. Because, God, our life is as a vapor. That's what your word tells us, that we're not here forever. So seek me while I may yet be found. Work for me. Do what I need you to do while you are young, because you give strength to those that are young. And God, as long as we are here, God, we have life in us. God, that's enough time and enough opportunity to give you glory and to make your name glorious in our lives and to be the lights that you have called us to be. There's never a time that's too late, Lord. God, every single moment, God, you're worthy to receive our glory and worthy receive our honor, and as long as there's breath in our lungs, God, we have another chance and another opportunity to get things right for you and fulfill the purpose and fulfill the plans, God, that you have for each and every one of our lives. God, we say yes even now. Lord, we say yes even now. King of kings, we say yes even right now, because we submit ourselves to you. Come to more and have your way. And make me into the vessel that you need for me to be. Because the more I have of you, the less I'll have of me and the things that this world desires for me to do. If I think on you, Lord, I don't have time to doubt, because I'll remember how you've made a way. Oh, God, thank you that you have never failed me, God, that you've always shown up right on time. Somehow you did it, God. I didn't know how you did it. I didn't know how you made the way. But, God, you did it, Lord, because that's just the type of God we serve. When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can declare that all of my good days outweigh my bad days, so I don't have to worry about complaining. There's no room for complaining, Lord, because you did it, Lord. You made a way. Oh, God, help me to think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure. God, think on you and the promises and the plans and the actions that you have shown towards me in my life. Thank you for another day, a day that you made just for me. Thank you for another opportunity to pray, that I can call upon you in corporate prayer and corporate worship, and I can collectively gather people together online. God, there are people on the line from different areas. Lord, I know my mother is online. Lord, I see another new number that's online. God, people call from all areas of the world, God, I mean, of the nation. I guess I'm speaking those things that are not as though they were, but Lord, this gives us the opportunity to bind together and pray, Lord, and when we come together, God, there's so much power when we join forces and pray. You tell us in your word that one can set 1,000, Lord, but two can set 10,000, Lord. Oh, God, how many can 10 of us? How many can 20 of us, God? How many can we set to flight, Lord, when we come together and pray, God? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much, God. We do great things when we commit to you, God. We do great things, Lord, when we commune with you, God. We can do great things, Lord, when we submit to you, God, when we ask you to come in and have your way. So empower us and anoint us for victory, God, today, that we may let our light shine, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be. Shape us and mold us right now, God. Smooth out the rough edges. Drive out the impurities. Oh, God, we are the clay. You are the potter. So, God, mold us and shape us into the image as we welcome you into our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, that you don't come in and leave things the same. But when you come in and when we sincerely invite you in, Lord, you come in, Lord, and you come in and you change things. You mold things. You smooth out things that are unlike you and make us into your image day by day. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that you are shaping and molding me into the image of Christ every single day. Help me to lay aside those things that cause me to have cracks and have teeth and have those things that make me marred and make me disfigured, Lord. But make me and shape me and mold me and heal me and make me clean and make me whole, God, and make me over again, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because I want to make you proud, Lord. I want to make your name glorious, God. I want to walk worthy of my calling. God, I want to walk worthy of being called your child. So, God, make me over again today, oh God, that I may be the vessel that you desire for me to be today. Yesterday may have been my day of talking, oh Lord, but today may be my day of praying. Oh God, tomorrow may be my day of seeing it, but whatever it is that you need for me to do today, I'm willing to do it. I say yes even now, God. I give you glory, Lord. I give you honor. I give you praise, Lord, because I have a confidence to know that you hear our prayer. And not only that you hear our prayers, but that you shall answer our prayers. Thank you, God, that we can come before you, kneel before you, pray for one another, pray for this nation, pray for our families, pray for our children, pray for our co-workers. God, thank you, God, that we have this awesome opportunity, that we don't have to go through things on our own power. We don't have to do things in our own might, Lord, because you have not given us the power of fear or the spirit of fear. And anytime we rely upon ourselves and anytime we trust in ourselves, then we are walking in the spirit of fear. But when we submit ourselves to you, when we surrender to your will, when we say yes to you, God, and yes to your way, oh God, you give us the spirit of power. It's our power to walk right, power to talk right, power to live right. That's the power that you give us, that power to be victorious, Lord, and power to stand, Lord, because we don't have to flee anything. You told us to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. It's not because of who we are, but it's because of who we have in us, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's the power, God, that your people need today, the power to stand, the power to walk right, the power to live right, God. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way in your people right now. And then give us a spirit of love, that we may love those that don't look like us, love those that don't smell like us, love those that don't act like us, love those that don't dress like us. Give us the spirit of love, because God, you had your love for me, God, was unfailing. When I was deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, God, when I was in my own world doing the old things, my old things, Lord, you had mercy upon me. You didn't tell me to come to you when I get myself together, Lord, because I could have never gotten my own self together. But Lord, you had mercy upon me, and your love for me never failed. Your love for me never gave up. Lord, I want that type of love today, because your love overcomes a multitude of sins. Your love, God, never fails. Your love never ceases. Your love never runs out. And Lord, I want that love today. So empower me. Fill me up with the spirit of love today, that I may love those that don't look like me, and that I may tell them about the goodness of Jesus, and that I may tell them that you still save, Lord, today, that I may encourage someone to let them know that everything is going to be all right, that my God still reigns, and my God still is in control, that my God still says and speaks into our lives and is yet alive today. Fill me with the spirit of love, that I may love just like you. And then fill your people with a sound mind, Lord. You've already started us off with a sound mind, because we've come before you, we've kneeled before you this morning, and we've surrendered to your will and to surrender to your way. The flesh don't have the authority. The flesh can't get control, because we've already turned the control over to you. Thank you for a sound mind, Lord. No matter what may be coming ahead of us today, I've got the mind to know that my God can handle any and everything. I have the audacity to believe that you have the exceeding abundantly waiting for me, God, because I don't even have to ask for it or think about it, Lord. You already know what you have planned for me today, so I can walk by faith and not by sight. I don't have to worry about what it looks like. I don't have to worry about what it smells like. I don't have to worry about what people said that they're going to do. The only thing I have to worry about is that my God is in control, and I don't have to worry about that. Thank you, God, this morning, that I can walk into work. I can walk back to my home. I can walk into my job. I can walk wherever we're walking to today with a sound mind. Don't have to fear anything, because you have not given us the spirit of fear. Thank you, God, that you're not a coward. Thank you, Lord, that you're not a liar. Thank you, God, that you are mighty, that you are Alpha, that you are Omega, that you are the beginning, that you are the end, and I can put my hope in you. We need all of this, Lord, from you this day, so that we can live victorious lives for you.
and that we can find ourselves praying not just for ourselves, because we didn't ask you for anything. God, I didn't ask you for houses. I didn't ask you for land. I didn't ask you for a new job this morning, but I surrendered to you, and I beckoned upon you to anoint me for this day. But as we transition in our prayer, Lord, we begin to pray for our nation. For you said, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal the land. God, we're asking for you to have mercy upon the land and heal the land today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, there's wickedness in all types of places. God, there's sickness in all types of places. Lord, there's rain. Lord, California's been rained out. Lord, over the last couple of years, California's been in such a major drought, Lord, that they started to ration out when they can water their grasses and how long they can shower, Lord. But now they have rain that they can't even have room to receive it, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy upon the nation, for we have fallen outside of your will. We have done things which are right in our own eyes, Lord, and we have sinned against thee. Forgive us, Lord, from the very crowns of our head as a nation to the soles of our feet, from the president, God, all the way to the least, Lord. Forgive us and wash us and make us whole right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The heart of the king is in your hands, Lord, so we don't fear whatever this president desires to do because he's not in control. I don't have to fear his policies. I don't have to fear his decisions. But, Lord, I still pray for him, that you would touch his heart, that you would cast the devil out of his mind. Oh, God, and that you would send godly wisdom into his atmosphere, into his environment, Lord. Somebody that's willing to stand for you, Lord. Somebody that's willing to let him know that this is not the way to go spiritually, Lord. Send a prophet, God. That's what you did with David. Not comparing him to David, Lord, but you did it for David. When David messed up, Lord, you sent a prophet to him. You sent a prophet Nathan to him to tell him what he did wrong. Every single time your nation, your people fell outside of your will, you sent a man of God to let them know that they have sinned. Help us to stand today to declare as a nation we have sinned against God. We've done things which are right in our own eyes, and we need to ask for forgiveness. And, Lord, I want to be like, I believe it was Daniel, Lord. He found that the people had messed up, Lord. He didn't know what was going on when he was taken from Jerusalem to Babylon, Lord. But then when he read the scroll, Lord, he found out that the people of God had sinned against you, and he confessed for the nation. God, I confess for the nation right now, God. Have mercy upon us and forgive us for not obeying you, for no longer being a nation that's under God. For no longer being a nation in God we trust. Have mercy upon us, Lord, and wash us and make us whole. Thank you for being a forgiving God. Thank you for being a merciful God. Thank you for being a patient God this day. We pray for the president. We pray for his family. We pray for the White House right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you will give them guidance and that you will give them wisdom, Lord, and that they would submit to your will and submit to your way. Every king, Lord, that came in to persecute the people of God, Lord, you sent them on purpose. And it wasn't just happenstance, Lord. Trials and tribulations don't come our way just by happenstance, Lord, but you ordained everything, Lord, so that we can come back to you and find ourselves praying. We have a whole bunch of people protesting. We have a whole bunch of people complaining, but Lord, make it so that it be a whole bunch of people praying, because more prayer, God, yields more power, God. Less prayer, God, leads to less power. Lord, give us to pray. I pray for the Congress, Lord. Oh, God, the Senate and the House. I pray for the governors. Pray for the mayors. Pray for the county officers, Lord. I even pray for the council workers. So I pray for those that have been placed in leadership to govern this nation. Lead them and guide them. Save them. Oh, God, you desire that all men might be saved. You desire that none will perish. Lord, even Nebuchadnezzar had an opportunity to choose you. Lord, even King Aquila, when Paul was confessing to him how great you were, he says, Paul, you almost had me. If you had said just a little bit more, I may have converted over to Christianity, Lord. You have a desire, God, for every man to live and not die. So have mercy upon us
and give us the witness, give us the boldness, Lord, to declare even unto the king that Jesus loves him, that Jesus died on the cross for him, Lord, so that men might hear of your goodness and all men might hear of your greatness. Thank you, God, for the power of prayer, because prayer transcends us. That as we begin to pray and as we make ourselves pray even more and more, we build a better relationship with you. Oh, God, give us to pray even outside of these early morning prayers. Give us to spend time with you praying. God, as we go in our daily work, give us to walk. Give us to pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we should pray without ceasing, Lord, because we need you in every situation. We need you on behalf of everything that's going on in our lives. Lord, we want your presence. We want your glory. We want you to abide in us. And as you help teach us to pray, Lord, then we'll find out that it's not just about praying for the things that we want. As we begin to pray, Lord, we lay aside selfish desires as we continue yearning and turning and moving and travailing. That's the word I was looking for. In prayer, Lord, we transition from being selfish, God, to being selfless. So, God, as we pray for those that are around us. God, I want to say thank you, Lord, that you brought that little girl, Michaela, home. Oh, God, that's in Dumfries. Lord, thank you that they were able to find her, Lord. And I thank you, God, that I was not even involved, Lord, but somebody called and asked us to pray. God, that means that our prayers are availing much, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to be a ministry, Lord, that's known for prayer and that's known for serving God and that's known for being a blessing to the people of God that are in need. Not for being a great orator. Not for raising, building buildings and doing nothing. But, Lord, everything that we desire to do as a ministry, it's for your glory and for your honor. So thank you for bringing that young lady home. And thank you for spreading our witness, God, about being a church that prays. Oh, God, we bless you and we thank you. I pray for those that are sick among us, Lord. You know those that are sick. Oh, God, I pray that you would heal and touch their bodies even now. God, I pray for the Butts family during their time of bereavement. I continue to ask for you to strengthen, Lord, oh, God, the White family and the Hunt family, Lord, and during their time of bereavement, Lord, the Long family, during their time of bereavement, the Williams family, Lord, during their time of bereavement, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for my dear brother, Lord, Herschel Chenault, who lost his older brother this past Friday, Lord. We pray for his strength, and God, we pray that you would cover his mind, God, and that you would lead, guide, and direct him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, you are a God that's acquainted with our sorrow. Thank you, God, that you know what it feels like to lose someone that you love. Oh, God, but God, we can rely upon you, and we can go to you, and we can depend upon you because you'll be the comforter, God, that you have promised us that you would be. So send him comfort. Send him strength even now. And anoint him, Lord, as he eulogizes his brother, Lord, I believe later on this week, that you would bless him and that you would keep him. Bless this family even now, Lord. Bless the ministry, Lord. Grassroots Christian Fellowship. I pray for my brother, God, Samuel Metcalf and the Greater New Life Victory Church. Pray for my brother, Brian D. Jones and Victorious Overcomers, Lord. I pray for my brother, Quentin Battle, Lord, as they begin to plant their ministry. Lord, I pray for those brothers that I fellowship with. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District as we celebrate 50 years of being a district, Lord, and 10 years under our current superintendent. So I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell and the Yeshua Church of God in Christ. I pray for Assistant Superintendent Eddie B. Pruitt, Lord, in Holiness Tabernacle, Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Shiloh Church of God in Christ. Pastor Kenneth Hackett, the Lion of Judah Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor Ray Satterfield, Save a Life Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor Andy Cork, Lord, Mount Peniel Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor William Cornick, Body of Believers Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor Lawrence Clyette,
Faith Temple Church of God in Christ. I pray for the pastors of this area. I pray for my pastor. I pray for my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord, in New Community Temple and St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ, Lord. I pray for both of his ministries, Lord, that you would bless him and that you would keep him and that you would strengthen him and that you would continue to encourage him and that you would give him the strength that he needs and that you would give him long life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I need my leader because the anointing runs down Aaron's beard, Lord. And as the anointing runs down his beard, Lord, I want your anointing to run down my beard, Lord, to anoint the people of God that you have allowed me to shepherd. And so I cling for my leader. And Lord, I pray for him that you will continue to bless him as he travels. And not only bless him in everything that he put his hands to do, as he works with the general board of our church, we pray that you would bless him and touch him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Bishop Ted Thomas. Bless his wife, God, Mother Charletta Thomas, Lord. Bless my supervisor, Lord, Mother Nellie Towns, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, I ask that you would bless the pastors in the Virginia First jurisdiction. I pray for Bishop Wilbert Daniels in the second jurisdiction of Virginia. I pray for Bishop Levi Willis in the third jurisdiction of Virginia. I pray for Bishop G. Wesley Hardy in the fourth jurisdiction of Virginia. God, I pray for the bishops and the churches in this state, Lord, that we may turn this state upside down. God, send forth a revival, God. Let it spring up in the church of God in the name of Jesus, a spirit of revival. Oh, God, a spirit of revival, God, that we'll be willing to pray. Oh, God, that the Holy Ghost can come in and have his way and rest on our churches, God, that we might be about our Father's business, Lord, each and every single day. Whether it's a Protestant church, a Catholic church, Church of God in Christ, Baptist, African Methodist, whatever it may be, Lord, spring up a revival in us, Lord, that a spirit of revival will sweep over the land, Lord. Oh, God, that lives might be saved, Lord. Lives might be changed, Lord. People may be set free. Miracles, signs, and wonders will be performed in the midst, Lord, because we welcome you and we submit to your will and we submit to your way. Pray for the members of Praise Center, Lord. Again, thank you for allowing me to shepherd them. Lady Yolinda McCown, pray that you bless her, Lord, as she prepares for her new series on Coffee Break. I believe it's called God is in the Laundry Room, Lord. Oh, God, wash us and make us whole. Give us the words that she needs to declare, God, to speak life and breathe life into every hearer. Oh, God, thank you for that time. Thank you for the testimonies, Lord, of people across the nation, Lord, who have tuned in to the Coffee Break, Lord, and have been encouraged, Lord, by listening in. Bless her, Lord, and continue to enlarge her territory. Continue to use her. I pray for Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, or Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lasandra Miller, Brother Renix Graham, and Sister Deanne Graham. Lord, I pray for Brother Herbert Lee and his three little girls. Lord, I pray for the Coulters, Lord, Brother Eric Coulter and Connie Coulter and their children. Lord, I pray for that family, Lord. I pray, God, for those that have been visiting us. God, I pray for the DeBose family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the Butler family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, this is our season of breakthrough. This is our year of breakthrough, Lord. And I know without a shadow of doubt that, God, our labor has not been in vain. That these 3 years or 2.5 years that we've been in ministry, Lord, God, it has not been in vain. That, God, everything that we've done for your glory, God, will come back to us because we have sowed seeds into this ministry and into this community, Lord. I have no doubt, God, that our pantry will continue to grow, Lord. I have no doubt that this computer lab that we've built, Lord, will be a blessing to this community, Lord. I have no doubt, God, that we shall reap what we have sown, Lord. That we have not sown dissension. We have not sown confusion. We have not sown foolishness, Lord. But we've done what your will has asked us for us to do. We've done what your spirit has commanded us to do. Empower believers and change lives. So I pray for each and every single member of Praise Center. I pray for my dear sister, Sister Paulette King. God, we pray that you would give her victory, God, and that you would strengthen her and touch her family, Lord. Bind the sickness, bind the death. Oh, God, and send it back to us, God, soon, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then bless us, God. for all of those that have taken time out this morning to tune into this early morning prayer. I thank you for those that have joined us and that remain consistent with us. I pray for those that will be tuning in at a later time, Lord. And then I also pray for those that will be coming and joining, Lord. Encourage us, oh God, to spread the good news about the work of God and the things that the people of God are doing. Oh God, so let them spread the news, oh God, that there's an early morning prayer that people should join in because they are empowered in prayer. God, help them to spread the word, oh God, and spread the news, God, that we are praying because when more of us pray together, the more effective we can be. Bless them this day. As they go about their day, as they go to work, maybe some may be working at home. Some may have to go to the doctor. Some may be going to the courthouse. Wherever their destination is today, God, I pray that you would order their footsteps and that you would bless them and lead them and guide them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare right now that the crooked way shall be made straight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I also declare that what the devil meant for evil, God, you will make it for good in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare right now that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord. I'm speaking the blessings of God into every hearer of this prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. Let this day be like none other, God, because they took time to pray. It took time to set aside this time to offer unto you a sacrifice. Thank you, God, that you're an awesome God and that you hear our prayers and that you hear our pleas. Thank you, God, for working in our families. Thank you, God, for working on our behalf on our jobs. Thank you, God, for working on our behalf in our finances, in our health, Lord, in our mental state. Thank you for being such an awesome God. God like none other. So bless us. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us everywhere our feet trod, God. Give us that victory. Give us that territory. Oh, God, make us the overcomers, God, that you have made us to be. We walk in authority today, and we thank you for the breakthrough, and we thank you for life, and we thank you for being you. So bless us and keep us and bind us together. Bless us as we come back together later on tonight for our prayer, praise, and study. To continue our series in 1 John. God, continue to shape us and mold us and to hide your word in our hearts, Lord, that we may know who you are and that we might not sin against thee. Allow your word to continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, because at the end of the day, we want to make you proud and we want to make your name glorious every single day. Bless us this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.